This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So you're at the airport. Your flight's about to take off. And they come on to arrest your pilot.
That's a rather you arrest them pre-flight.
Yeah. I agree with you, but it's not for what you think. Here's the story from WDRB-TV. If we can.
Flight from Louisville to Charlotte had a big delay this morning because the pilot was arrested for murder.
WDRB's Chad Mills talked to passengers on that flight who say they're still
He wasn't drunk.
Out.
He was Chad. Murdered someone.
When the passengers I talked to found out their pilot was arrested, they assumed he showed up to work drunk. They still can't comprehend the real reason he's now locked up.
It's like something you'd only see in a movie.
Ashley Martin and her mother, Frances Wise, are in Charlotte now.
We're currently in a hotel.
But Saturday morning, they were here. At Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport, where their original flight to Charlotte was delayed for a reason they still can't believe.
What did you think?
Gosh.
Neither knew it at the time, but a group of officers showed up here to arrest their pilot for murder. Friday, a grand jury indicted that pilot for three 2015 killings that happened near Hopkinsville. Yep. One of the victims was found shot to death in his home. Two others were found in a burned-up car in a cornfield miles away.
Jesus.
It's startling. It's scary to think that this happened so long ago, and they're just now getting around to catching the guy.
Officials say the guy is Christian Martin, who WDRB News has learned is a first officer for PSA Airlines, which is owned by American Airlines. Quote, all of us at American Airlines and PSA Airlines are deeply saddened to have learned about these allegations from 2015, an airline spokesperson wrote in a statement. We will provide any investigative assistance possible to law enforcement throughout their investigation, end quote.
I just felt like they should have done a better job.
Meanwhile, as they wait for their new flight to their final Caribbean destination,
inconvenience a lot. Like, missed an entire day of a vacation that's
people
been
died, bitch! Are you kidding me right now? She's missing out on a tropical vacation. She's bitching about it.
Wow.
He was a murderer.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to current life.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to current life.
Eyes and Martin are still digesting a morning of chaos.
That's just trying to get money from American Airlines.
I felt like it was a little chaotic and unorganized. The workers, you could tell they were stressed. You could feel that energy. You could feel the tension from the flight attendants.
Of course. No one has walked in here and arrested Chuck for a triple homicide.
Chuck, where are they taking you, man?
Would you tense?
It'd be a little intense.
Guys, I gotta listen. The cops are all around the building, and I should probably let you guys know I killed 12 people.
You killed 12 of them?
It's nuts.
20 years ago. No, but if you've done something like that, and it's 2015, and now it's 2019. Do you think you've got away with it?
You think you're good.
Yeah, I would think you're already flying to different places.
Know. You probably always have that in the back of your mind that they could
figure
it out.
When my dad was working at a factory, he there was a guy he knew, went to lunch with him.
Yeah.
Worked with him for about 10 years. My dad worked at that factory before he started doing the contractor stuff. And the marshals came in and got this guy for a murder from 20 years ago.
That's crazy, right?
Federal marshals came in. And my dad was like, what the?
So DNA or something?
Yeah, like something happened and they just grabbed this guy. My dad was like, yeah, he took him for murder.
Do you think the coworkers of this pilot would now say, oh, we always knew there was something up with that guy? Or do you think it's like out of the blue?
I don't know. I mean, if you're a pilot, that's
like
the scary part is that
he's got like a murdery look to him.
That's the scary part is that he's a pilot. He's like flying. You're in charge of your life, pretty much.
Lots of people's lives.
Yeah. So,
and there's something mentally not right when you can kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, so maybe if you look back and you listen to his announcements or something, you'd be like, oh, that was off. There was something wrong. I think, now that I think of it.
Mercy murder.
What's wrong with our pilot?
I don't know. He's
sighing.
Is he breathing heavy?
I don't know.
Hey, everybody. I'm your pilot. I can't remember what my name is, but...
You are
Andy.
Christian Richard Martin.
I am Christian, your pilot. I don't really want to be here today, but I'm going to fly anyway. You ever have one of those days where people just rub you the wrong way so you light them on fire?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. Are you guys serious? Is this the pilot?
Anyway, we're heading to lovely Dominican Republic if I decide not to just plummet this whole bird right down into the sea.
Oh, my God. No, you guys. We got to get off. We got to get off.
Yet, so I took my meds today, so I should be all right.
Oh, no.
Other than the time I shot that guy in his house and killed him.
Andy, ring the bell.
Yeah, I got it. Boop. There we go.
Flight attendants, don't listen to any of those bells and just sit there if you know what's good for you.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. My God, you guys.
All right, we're going to take off here, and I'm gonna fly this thing as fast as it'll go. So be ready for anything. Really depressed.
I think our pilot's a murderer.
Something's wrong.
I think so, too. It's
the last time I fly American Airlines.
What was that? Did you say something?
Did you say something? Oh, my God. Did you say anything? Oh, my God. I'm trying to fly a freaking plane right now.
Who's he yelling at?
Co-pilot.
Hey, everybody. That was my co-pilot. He's dead now. So.
Oh, my God.
Just killed his co-pilot.
Are you kidding? I mean, I really do want to go to the tropics, though.
He was never going to make it. Anyway. All right. Buckle up. We're taking off. Don't let the cops on the plane. Don't let the cops on the plane. No.
Whoop.
Murder pilot.
Yeah. Murder pilot.
Yikes.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That is crazy. He looks very... He's like murder, too. Like, shot people, burnt bodies.
It's
like
mafia
killing. Yeah, when you're burning bodies, like, that's...
How long has he been flying planes? Since before 2015?
Oh, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
So for a long time?
Yes.
And just in the middle of his career, he decided to kill some people?
That's crazy. Yeah, you hope you get, like, a Sully Sullenberger.
Like, this
I wonder what the motive was.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder, like, what... Like that whole story.
Yeah,
is,
there's a more of that story.
Or it was just like he flew into a place.
Thrill.
No, no. It's never for.
Yeah,
usually
because he was living there. He moved from there to somewhere else.
Okay, yeah. So he hated a person.
Mm-hmm.
He was a person of interest when the investigation began back in 2015.
Oh.
So they've been looking into him for years, but just haven't even been able to tie him to these murders.
Dude, this sucks. American Airlines is like, their PR department's like, what happened now?
Did you hear?
What is it? What?
You didn't hear?
What?
Well, we've had a murderer pilot flying.
Oh, my God. A murder pilot?
Murder. Three of them. Burn the bodies.
Oh, Jesus.
Get out there and say something.
It was his wife.
It was his wife.
That's it. And a neighbor.
Their neighbor.
So they were having an affair?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like
or
it.
Or he thought so.
His wife, Pamela, and their neighbor, Edward, were found.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. They found Calvin Phillips shot to death at his home. Calvin's wife, Pamela, and their neighbor, Edward, were found a few miles away. So
okay,
it wasn't
not his
wife.
No, it's almost like he was going after someone and someone else saw.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Hmm.
What a...
Wild.
What a maniac.
If he did it.
I guess... They didn't press any official charges until now, but even if your pilot is tied to a murder investigation, let's let him sit out for a little while.
Yeah.
So we work this all out, not put him in the skies.
But they might have, you know, like you.
Yeah.
It's 4 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I hope that lady gets to her tropical destination, though.
Me too.
That's all I've been thinking about this whole time. Like, I was like, that family is missing out on.
We're supposed to be in the Dominican Republic.
Seriously, we're 1 day late. Right now, we're 1 day late.
We're missing some of the worst food
you could ever have.
We're stuck in a hotel.
Right. 3-star resort. Pools that are cold. Drinks that give you diarrhea. We're missing it right now. We're missing out.
Someone said maybe that pilot has people all over the country he's murdered. Well, I mean, he's in town, he's out of town, right?
Yeah, I think this is probably...
isolated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because everyone kind of knows each other. Like, if it was just randos...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, then it would be different.
That'd be crazy. A serial killer pilot?
Guarantee there is one.
There's got to be
hope
one.
Not.
You know there is one.
No,
you know there is one.
Come on, you guys.
Oh, my God, that's an idea for a show.
Serial killer pilot.
Mm-hmm. You know there is one.
We're off to Scotland now. This is kind of a funny story. A guy in Scotland just got probation. He called the cops to report a fake terrorist attack.
You can't do that.
Here's what happened. He was wasted, like most Scottish men are.
Yes.
He missed the bus to go home, the last bus.
Oh, that's the last bus.
Oh, boy.
And was so afraid to be alone at the bus station in the middle of the night.
I'm scared.
He called in a fake terrorist attack just so he'd be surrounded by police officers.
I'm going to piss all over the place.
You wee pussy.
I'm a bit frightened.
That's real scary.
24-year-old. Oh my gosh, dark in here. 24-year-old Christopher Baird made this emergency call about 3:20 in the morning, claiming individuals were shooting everything. But police soon confirmed nothing like that had happened when they traced this guy down.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Where's all this shooting that you're talking about? Boy, you were just scared, weren't you? You've got piss on your pants. Look at that.
Oh, you can notice it.
Oh, look at that.
That's... Like, when he calls 911 and it's dead quiet in the background, they didn't pick up on that? Like, there's...
Yeah, I don't know. What I don't know what he did if he pretended, like, I have to be very quiet. Shooting all around.
Oh, my God. Like, terrorists out there.
Sure, yeah. You can call them that.
Oh, I bet you're frightened. We'll get some... We'll
I'm
get
so
all the,
scared
We'll
right
get all
now.
The cops out there.
And can you turn some lights on? Maybe you can get some street lights on here?
No.
Oh, boy. And hurry.
Hold tight.
Hurry, please.
The sheriff said, I understand your position. Having far too much to drink, you found you'd missed your bus home and you felt afraid for your own safety at the bus station in the middle of the night. So you wanted to bring about a situation which would bring additional police officers to that area to protect you. But you chose an extremely irresponsible way of dealing with your own anxieties.
That's hilarious. I'm very scared. I think there's monsters in the bushes. Maybe Michael Myers or Jason.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Christ. He never even thought of that. That's so
Nessie himself.
Nessie's hair. Or like Jason Voorhees making that cha-cha-cha.
Scary.
Very scary. He's got a hockey mask.
Frightening.
Like old school creepy.
What is that mask? What is it? What is that
weird.
Game? What is that game they play?
Hockey.
Hockey
with the sticks,
stupid
like golf.
It's like
on ice,
but not as good.
They've ordered him to do some social work and to undergo a psychological evaluation. Yeah. He's going to be supervised for 12 months, and then he gets a 6-month restriction of liberty order as well.
Every like all my Scottish things in my head are just all from Braveheart. So like I like figure like a psychological evaluation in Scotland. He's like he's not right in the head.
Totally, that's it. Right? They don't have time for it.
We've got a certificate here for you. Says not right in the head.
Thank you. I'll sign on that.
Do it. Sign it right there.
There we go.
You know.
Crazy.
Take this to your king.
I will.
The crap this guy will take as a 24-year-old Scottish guy from his buddies that he called the cops because he was afraid at a bus station, right?
Yeah. Oh, you just.
You ain't pussy, Christopher!
Yeah, you gotta move.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
That was the day I went to the New World.
The New World.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find a picture of him here.
Don't be scared, Chris. This is a kitten.
Look out! You better run, Chris!
It's a little kitten. Look out! Don't pass yourself.
No picture.
No, no mugshots of the guy or anything. That's too bad. A lot of reports of him, but...
I was in Aberdeen. That's a really crazy college town. That's one of the most fun towns I've ever been in.
Really?
So I understand.
I'm scared.
How he had a bit too much. But I'll tell you what. No place in that town seemed scary. Like, it was like...
It was fine.
Being in Ann Arbor.
Oh, that's
hilarious. Yeah. Not much to be afraid of there.
I don't know how much time I have before something terrible just happens to me.
Like, maybe I didn't see enough of the city to know there's probably some
sketchy
rundown
parts.
Spots, but I just...
Hipsters.
Yeah, it's like, there's a lot of beer to you. Guys in beards and buns.
I saw a man on a unicycle.
It's terrifying.
A mime.
He's juggling.
I saw a mime.
Burn it.
A night mime. Burn it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Reading through this morning, a couple of listeners went for the ride of their lives during a threesome over the weekend.
Mm.
They, of course, filled us in.
Yeah.
And we're going to share the details. So they said, she sent us the email late last night. My husband and I have been in the lifestyle for 15 years. She just calls it the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Neither of us are bi, and she puts in caps, at all.
Right.
This is important going forward, though. So, pretty straightforward, funny stuff. We arranged a male-female-male experience with a guy. He had tons of awesome reviews on SLS.
Yeah, my SLS score is pretty small.
What? That's not like FetLife. What's S? Is that like Swingers Love Swingers? What is that? What do the S's stand for?
I can't say it because I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just says SLS, the swing lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah.
The premier community for an adventurous lifestyle. Wow, you get ratings? So if like you're this someone is everything who jumps I've into always a feared. People can rate you on there and
check
review
them out.
You?
I want to see.
Well, you probably have
ratings
to sign up, but I'm not signing
sign
up for another
up
website. I've learned that mistake before.
Just put your login in.
I'm not. Oh, you believe I already have a membership? I get you. Ha ha ha.
We need to come up with like fake Gmail accounts.
Yeah, we really do.
You know,
I
it's
have,
easy
I
to
have 100 of them.
Gmail accounts.
Yeah. Sign up for one of my video game Gmails.
Yeah, SLS.
You probably have to pay though.
Oh, right.
I'm sure.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, great reviews though, this guy.
He had a ton of awesome reviews. She says he represented himself as straight. We always like to meet anyone before that happens, obviously to see what's up. So this guy's really cool. He even helped us unload our moving truck the first time we met him. Super cool dude.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he's going to pound your
He'll
wife.
He'll pound your wife with you and help you move.
Exactly.
That's a friend.
Finally, we get to a hotel room. We're all going to get to business now.
Mm-hmm.
We start with the usual stuff. One in here, one in there. He suddenly suggests that he and I, 69...
Yes.
While my husband is behind me.
Oh, wait. He wants the view.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to say
so that. He's laying down.
Oh, so he'd get a direct... His face would be right where the...
His face, his Johnson.
Right there.
Oh, so he's getting the subway view there.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yep.
This is neat! My husband gave me the... If this gets weird, look, but we decided to go for it.
Oh, it's going
to
get weird in about 2 seconds when you feel.
Well, she continues. Chuck. Let me keep taking you on this ride here for a second. So none of my husband's anatomy was hitting the dude until he started to lift his head up to make it happen.
Oh, he was really he was putting his balls in his eyes.
Yeah, he was.
Balls in his
eyes. Yep, he was. Doing the old stretcheroo.
Said, obviously, I found this out after because I was otherwise engaged. Husband finales, obviously, unwrap because we're married. This dude gets after it.
Oh.
Like a guy in the desert who hadn't had a drink for days.
Oh, God.
Yes, there we go.
What a twisted tale. And I followed the path and I did not like what I found.
So my husband moves around to where I can see him and I'm still doing the work I have at hand. But we're making eye contact now with the most hilarious what in the holy F faces ever.
Yeah.
About to burst out laughing, but I'm still working and have a whole lot being done to me. It was like his last meal down there.
Oh, God.
Jesus
I don't like
Christ.
This, Dave.
So I'm trying to concentrate on my task as this is happening to me, and my husband is like, what the, with his eyes. I literally had to shield my eyes or I would have fallen apart laughing.
Yes.
Chuck, she said, all I could think was, stay on target, stay on target.
Yep.
It was hot as hell, truth be told, for me, she says.
Sure.
Not at all for my husband.
You think? I'm surprised
that guy went backdoors. So that guy was, yes, okay, I get it now.
What are you talking about?
Where he was getting his stuff from, the stuff from.
Hmm?
The husband was drilling for oil.
Yes.
And now the guy that's
and
down
that
there.
And that guy, when he finished back there, that guy went back there to get it all.
So husband was in the back.
I didn't know that he was for sure in the rear.
That's what I'm telling. Yeah, that's why I had that
Oh, wow. So then he...
Oh, my God. So...
Then he ate the spoils. Yeah,
It's a great way to put it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny to be shocked after a threesome with a stranger. That's what's...
Yeah.
That's like shocking. You should know going in. Thanks, anything good. Could happen.
Well, they had those great reviews, Andy.
Yeah, that's true.
No one
see
else
why
managed
he got
it.
The great reviews.
I like that SLS is like the Angie's list of...
Mm-hmm. That's what
swingers.
It is.
Swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I mean, how did we not know
service
that,
with a smile.
That website existed? How on this show did we have no idea?
We probably have talked about it before, but I just don't.
Yeah,
because
I don't recall
it. I'm not on there every night.
It's always Pet Life that we talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's odd. That's real awkward for the husband. He's like, what do you do? Oh, my. Oh.
At least he finished. I would have had a really hard time as soon as I felt, Buddy's face on me. Mm-hmm. You know, he was clearly getting after it, bending his head up so that I was giving him a once-over with my nuts.
Headbutting your nuts?
Yeah, exactly. I'd have a hard time.
Yeah, like, hey, can you keep it down there?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
your nose is in my scrotum.
So that it's called the Arabian goggles with two nuts in your eye sockets.
Jesus. There's a name.
Yep.
He wanted the Arabian goggles. She wanted to know what was so effed up that made people almost bust out laughing in a threesome experience. I don't know if that happens too much.
Mm-mm.
Does threesomes result in laughter?
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of outtakes like the end of a good comedy.
No, I don't think there's many threesome bloopers.
Threesome bloopers.
Happening out there.
I mean, I think there's bloopers, but they're all disturbing.
Bad. Generally, it's someone's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's how threesomes end in the real world for the most part. Not.
Well, this one didn't end there. Like, this guy continued on and she continued to enjoy everything.
The guy
was just like, well, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Wow, people. I just got so horny listening to that. Oh, thanks. Well, we know what you're into.
Dave reading it.
Jesus, Lisa, not me. Nothing to do with me.
I think it had everything to do with Dave.
Absolutely.
Because when Dave reads sexy stories, I get turned on, too.
Don't be gross.
I'm kind of eating breakfast during this one, so I miss some of it.
Yeah.
But when he reads sexy stories, my nipples get super hard.
Okay, that's true. My God.
I'm ready, you know?
That's so way too much information.
They're so hard after.
Like, I could cut through glass, like diamond cutters.
Stop
man.
It. No.
That's odd.
Yep. You're lucky James didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I heard every little detail, Dave. I'd be pitching a tent like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, okay,
refugees from a foreign country could come live in the tent.
Exactly.
It'd be so big.
We just solved the refugee crisis in James' pants.
Just read dirty stories to me, Dave.
I am uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Get those books with Fabio on the cover with a shirt off.
I get uncomfortable when Dave reads that stuff. And he's like, the husband was getting after it. Man. She was on top and someone finished.
Yep, I'm like,
I'm like, oh, I wonder who finished.
Please, okay,
tell me more.
Makes me on the edge of his seat like,
it makes me worse that James. Now I know James's nipples are hard.
Yes.
Ooh,
you should know it.
Oof, you're not here, dude.
No more hard talk.
Yep. No more hard talk. Hard talk.
Hard talk with T-Puncher.
Welcome to Hard Talk.
Good night, it's Hard Talk.
Oh, man.
That's a terrible name for a news show.
It really is. Lisa just went, yikes.
Yikes.
Hard talk. Hard pass. I think you are one of the few couples that have had blooper threesomes. I'm sure there's been bad experiences, but nothing. I guess you think it's funny. I don't know if your husband thinks it's funny. I don't think that's what he was going for.
Just as disturbing to him.
Yeah, no, he just couldn't believe his eyes, probably.
Yeah.
Shocking. But, listen, and if it was you're the on back- the SLS website. You're reading people's reviews. Like, what stuff's going to happen?
Well, you found out why he only had 4 stars.
Yeah, I can't give him 5. You know? I mean, he's a hard worker.
Yeah, he'll help you move.
He, you know.
She loved it.
But he will put your balls on his eyes.
Yeah.
No, she liked what was happening. She's not complaining.
James, stop texting in. I know.
I want Dave to know how hot his voice sounds when he reads dirty stories. I want him to keep doing it. I want it to be a daily segment. Dave reads a dirty story.
I hope that's a lady who says very sexual voice.
Yeah,
that's not
me.
James's cell phone number.
That's his sexual cell phone number. Yes. I have it.
It's my burner phone.
Yeah.
That I, my girlfriend.
That's my burner phone.
That way I can send news
to
Chuck.
No one else wants to read these, so I've got
them. No.
We'd all prefer Lisa to read them, but that's never going to happen.
No. Anytime you're in comfortable.
Sure 15 years ago.
You'll free to throw it in my lap. I'll read it for you guys.
Yeah.
Might not be able to censor
James
some of
will read
we
it.
We had Lisa do a sexual thing twice, and that's in it. got super weird.
Well, because the pervs came out. Pervs are the reason this can't, Lisa can't
exactly.
read
exactly right.
Because pervs,
Lisa's got to be very careful.
Dave's jumping on a perv grenade.
I am. He is. And I have for 15 years. Honestly, I've jumped on the perv grenade for 15 years because that's when we tried it with Lisa and went, well, we can't do that ever again.
No. Lisa can't like, read sexy stuff. I guess how I would read it is, so then he went to the back door, and but Dave, when he reads it,
gets into it.
And then he went to the back door.
No, I'm just don't be weird. I'm just telling a story.
And pounding her, and
really selling it.
I don't sex it up. That's just my voice. I don't sex it up.
That was a great read, Dave.
Okay, all right.
I think my nipples are ripping right through my t-shirt.
Stop it now.
Someone get that man some band-aids. My favorite Doctor Strange shirt. Okay. Destroyed.
That's enough.
James, your
get
nipples.
Get that guy some band-aids. Put on the tape again.
My nipples are so sensitive. Oh, the hotel. Where? I wonder what kind of hotel.
Well, it was a two-star.
Okay, you guys.
Dirty hotel.
Very
dirty. I fantasize about being that guy every day. I wish I could be in a situation like that.
Huh.
Well, go to SLS.
Yeah, wishes come true at SLS.
Dreams come true.
Dreams do come true.
What is that? Is there a name for that?
What?
What that guy did? No, what that guy did?
Probably. His name for everything, name, right? Yeah. We just don't know about it.
Besides like a cream pie?
Yeah, but it's is
but
it,
it's the
chocolate cream pie?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But then what is it when you're the guy that you'll
a strange man's chocolate cream pie?
Yeah.
Huh.
What's it called when you're the guy who
going to the pastry shop?
Yeah. Ooh. When you eat the what are you?
Savor the flavor.
It's called streuseling.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Like
is it? Okay, Strudling. Thank you Strudling? For that tip, and we're moving on here. That's enough for that on Dave and Chuck the Freak. No more sexy emails with Dave.
The end of the first ever hard talk with Dave.
Did I miss something?
No. Okay. We just got to keep it moving here.
I think Dave's tired of us using pastry theme terms for what that man did.
We're going on a pastry. Weird
yeah,
pastry
we really did. Oh, I'm ruining pastries for myself.
We start calling it Cinnabons. Cinnabons. Yeah.
Dave could read like a story about literally going to a pastry shop and then... Be sexual.
It would be sexual.
Yeah. I don't try to be sexual. That's just my Dave voice.
That's just the Dave voice.
And but my kids make fun of me the way I talk to Alexa. They think
how do you talk to Alexa?
Like they think I sound like I'm too like I'm into her. Like
hey, Alexa, you're into her? You? Like what do you have Alexa's here?
No, well,
Alexa,
okay.
Play Celine Dion.
Don't because people everyone's Alexa's gonna go off. So I'm not gonna say I'll call her Maflexa.
Yeah.
All right. Just so it doesn't like Maflexa. Play Dave's favorite mix.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That sounds, you're a that public sounds like speaker, radio,
so,
Dave. Like,
I know, that's but they just, make fun of me. They're like, why do you talk so nice to her?
That's funny.
Like, I'm polite.
Yeah.
I sure will, Dave.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
That's my favorite mix. You got it, Alexa.
With a little.
Hey, baby.
How hey, Alexa.
Doing? Yeah,
how you doing?
I dim the lights for you, Dave.
Thanks, Alexa.
Alexa.
I don't talk sexy to her. But they make fun of me for something.
Finishing my back.
Okay, all right, Alexa.
Alexa.
Stop, Alexa. Alexa, stop.
And according to the text coming in, the term that they use for what happened in the story is shrimping.
Oh, okay. Shrimping. There's like 50 different terms.
Yeah.
The other one is close to like the... bow making, but it's different a little bit.
Just a little different.
A little different.
All right, that's it. That's enough then for that
like fletching,
tale.
But different.
If you ever want to reach out to us with your SLS stories, you can. It doesn't have to be sexy. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Off now to New Mexico, where some folks had their U-Haul filled with beans stolen.
Where is the bean-filled U-Haul? You seen it? I swear to God, I parked it over there.
I'll be honest, I left the keys in it.
No, you did. You know how many? There was 500 grand worth of beans in there.
How many beans?
$500,000 worth of beans. The whole thing was
stacked
filled.
The whole thing?
Filled floor to ceiling with beans.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful, delicious.
I thought it was just like a old refrigerator.
Nope. Beautiful, delicious beans.
Oh, man.
Some were refried. Some were whole.
All types.
All types of
Bush beans.
Bush beans. Baked beans.
Here's the story from KOB4 TV. Let's listen in here.
We all know the crooks in this town will steal just about anything.
And now one thief is causing a family-run business to count their beans.
No.
Oh. And that's when it restarts.
First, we all know the crooks in this town will steal again.
Mary Jane Brown is a self-made businesswoman.
We started from the bottom up. We started this product in my living room, bagging bags and using a little foot sealer to seal our bags and...
It
grew
feet.
Into something that's a lot larger now.
She's in the beans business.
The hot seller is always the regular
beans. She's president of the New Mexico-based company Mexicali Rose Instant Refried Beans and was nervous about her upcoming delivery
I'm starting
trip
right
to
now.
Albuquerque.
Oh, we were very concerned about, you know, Albuquerque and the problems that they've been having in this area regarding thievery.
So they thought they'd be safer staying outside of town at the Isleta Resort and Casino.
As you can see, we have a camera right here.
They even strategically parked their truck and U-Haul trailer where they thought it would be safe. But when Tuesday morning came,
we were absolutely flabbergasted.
The trailer was gone, along with
almost $7,000 worth of beans.
Bean bandits, beware. This bean lady is on the lookout.
I have been known in the past to track people down. If I see my product in a trailer going down the street, I will drive after them and try to figure out where did you get that from.
And she wants your help too. These are the beans. They're sold at places like Walmart and Albertsons, but she says if you see these at sale at a swapper's meet or a farmer's market, you know they're stolen. And
I'm sure the people that took the truck were not happy. They have a truck full of beans.
Yeah, they're like, yes. Goddamn beans, guys. Right.
What do we got in here? Beans!
Hold on, we're going to crack it open. Ready?
Come on, treasure.
Come on. Ah, we're in.
Is it the Ark of the Covenant?
No, beans.
Oh, hold on.
Beans? Refried mom's best dehydrated
dehydrated beans?
Refried beans.
A whole
Jesus
truck full
Christ.
Of beans.
How much is a truck full? Was it like $7,000?
There must be $7,000 worth of dumbass beans in there.
Wow.
Now we have to set up that many beans.
A market and sell them.
Well, right. Luckily, your cousin owns that flea market.
That's true.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Every weekend, you can go sell
people
beans.
People have food trucks. Now we have a bean.
We got a bean business. We're also bean entrepreneur.
We're going to go to prison for bean.
Bean yep. cuisine. Grand theft beans.
Great.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
That's how you do it.
Bean grand theft.
It's going to take a lot to offload $7,000 worth of beans.
That's a lot of hours. Beans!
Beans!
These are delicious.
20 for one.
Come on, buy the bean. Take some beans.
All their friends are like, shut up. We ain't buying any more of your God blessed beans.
Please have some beans. Buy them from me.
Your fault. You could have stole something better.
Oh, my God.
Don't you just leave the bean truck somewhere and take off?
Isn't the smart move? I mean, I know you don't have time, right? So you're just trying to, you've unhitched it and hitched it to yours and you're gone.
Yeah.
But the better move would have been to break in.
See what's in there.
Take a look and close it up.
Yeah.
And just
see if you want to deal with that.
Just leave.
But they generally don't do that because then they're on camera.
Right.
They
don't have time.
They got to make it fast.
They should have put a sign up on the truck. There's just beans.
Beans in here.
Swear to God.
Yeah, you're right.
Just beans.
Nothing but beans. Yep. In fact, if you have a trailer, that's what you need to do.
Put windows in
it. Just put it on there.
Just beans. $7,000 worth of nothing but beans. Dehydrated
You'll
beans.
You'll never sell. Like, and explain
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Yep. Dehydrated beans in here. Nothing else.
Dude, do you know how it would take forever to sell those goddamn beans if each one package makes 8 to 10 burritos?
Yes. Yes. You can never eat that many. You might as well send it to Africa.
I crushed the numbers. We got enough beans to make 2.7 billion burritos, guys. We got to start a Chipotle.
We got to
your I got your pote on the phone. They won't buy our beans.
They won't. Oh God! Damn it! That's all we
that
had.
That was your plan. That was your plan. Chipotle.
Did you tell them to buy our beans?
No. Way to go! Here at Chipotle, we only use hydrated beans.
God, did you tell them to mix 8 to 10 burritos at Chipotle?
Do they realize the savings?
They want to lose their ass.
God, Jethro, you told me we're going to be able to sell these beans, and we can't even sell them.
I thought beans were a hot ticket, man. I'm sorry.
Beans are a hot ticket.
I led us astray. I did 8 to 10 burritos each.
Let me do the math here real quick.
Crunch up numbers again. See where we're at.
Right. 8 to 10 burritos per pouch.
Oh, my God.
Inside one of these hexagonal-shaped boxes. It's 50 pouches.
Jeffrey is the fattest man I've ever seen, and I've only seen that man able to eat 3 burritos.
That's right. Okay, so 50 pouches.
Yep.
8 to 10 burritos each.
That's crazy.
We got 587 giant packages of these.
We got to go to the fair or something, man, because we're going to need to sell to at least 5 to 7 million people.
We're going to have to go to Mexico. We're going to have to drive our asses all the way to Mexico.
Oh, that's great. Now we're smuggling the beans.
And then we got to hope they're going to eat our Americana beans.
They ain't going to eat those beans.
They're going to laugh us out of town. They're going to laugh us out of town.
They're going to laugh us right out of Mexico City.
Yep. I went there. They told me, get our Trump beans and get them right now.
Oh my God.
They decided to build a wall.
Oh, goodness. We can build a wall with these goddamn beans. Look how many of them are.
You know they're stacked in my garage.
The beans got political.
Oh, my goodness. Someone said, I'd park my U-Haul full of cocaine right next to hers with a sign that says, also just beans.
Just beans. Wouldn't believe them. There's not dehydrated beans in there.
Oh, what a fail. Total fail. Worst heist you could have. Dehydrated beans.
That heist is worse than the trailer with the mini boats.
I was just thinking about the boat.
Yeah, the
mini boats is better than the beans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because beans, you're never unloading this many beans.
No, 10 burritos each.
Oh my God. Like, I would love to know how many they got and then crunch the numbers. I bet it's like 200,000 burritos.
You think they're selling it on like eBay or
something? They're trying to unload it, I bet.
We better hope this thing grows some kind of giant beanstalk.
I think a lot of times when stuff like this happens, they go to like the smaller, like gas station, convenience store type places.
Well, they said Walmart was selling them in that area.
Well, Walmart sells the real stuff.
$14.95 for one pack or a pack of three. All right, so $5 a pack. So they're $5 a pack.
Right. Pack of three, and that thing, that whatever those boxes were, looked like they had 40 packs in there.
Yeah, dude,
so many.
Rinde, ate, tenne burrito.
My goodness.
Wow.
Just a bad, bad haul for those things, for sure. And those poor people.
Some of them are fat-free.
Yeah. That tastes terrible.
That's awful.
You know what tastes terrible.
Nobody wants 8 to 10 fat-free burritos.
All right, while we're speaking of food here, I feel like it would be easier to be stuck in horrible traffic for a lot of people if they had some delicious food with them.
Sure.
Burger King just finished up a test of a new delivery service where someone on a motorcycle brings food right to your car if you're stuck in a bad traffic jam.
Wait till they die, right?
The delivery person?
Yeah.
Because isn't it illegal to drive?
I thought so.
Now, I will say they tested it in Mexico City. Maybe the
rules are different.
Never mind.
The rules are different. Never mind,
Dave. That changes everything.
Yeah, the rules are there are no rules in Mexico City.
Never mind. Totally different.
The rule is just don't die.
Yeah.
They're trying every day.
63% jump in their delivery services in that 1 week because of this.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So many people are ordering. So now they're going to go to other cities, though. They are going to try it in Los Angeles.
That'll be hard.
And Shanghai.
Wow.
And if it works well there, they're going to think about sending it out across the country.
I didn't think a motorcycle was allowed to travel in between cars, like on the lines.
I didn't
think so. They're not here, but Mexico City.
Yeah, Mexico City. But if they're going to try it in L.A., how are they going to get?
Yeah, that's true.
This is how, like, fat we're getting, like, overweight and...
There's no way I can wait to get home to eat.
She's <Jesus Christ.
laughs> I've been stuck in traffic for about 25 minutes and I am just famished.
You know, I think possibly we could order some BK.
I'd love that. Let's get some Whoppers roadside motorcycle stuff.
Right over here, brother. You notice when you drop it off, you see two actual Burger King crowns on top of our car.
Yeah, we got the crowns up. You'll see.
You'll know who it is.
You'll know who it is.
Crowns up.
Crowns up. Yep. Okay, so it is legal in California. Lane splitting in California is legal.
Oh, wow, there we go.
So they can do it there. They obviously looked into it before they launched the service.
Seems like it'd be hard to find the person, too. It's a big traffic jam. Same vehicles.
I was on the road in a foreign land in like a bus being shuttled, and there was a motorcycle guy cutting in between, and a car went right in front of him. Mm. Like he almost was squished between the bus and this car. He just barely lived, but I'm like, that's foreign travel for you right there.
Yeah. Hi, Burger King. I'd like to register a complaint. I ordered a motorcycle whopper about 25 minutes ago. It is not a ride. I believe the guy might have been squished to death on the road.
He might be dead.
But if anybody gets a whopper, I'd like to at least at the end of the day, maybe
some another guy.
Okay, but there's so many problems here.
So many.
What if traffic moves?
Right.
And you're in that spot.
They're going to
chase you down?
L.A., they know, right? Like, you're going to be on the highway for an hour and a half.
Yeah, you're stuck.
They're going to catch you.
Because
it'll be like, look for
my particular car.
You got to look for, you'd give the license plate and then you'd give your description of your car. And probably there's a GPS thing that they have to.
Wow. We're 2 days over, fella. Hit it in the casket.
Oh, he just went by us!
Throw those whoppers in the back,
you
son of a bitch!
He just went right by us! There goes our food!
We told him, crowns up!
Crowns up!
Crowns up, man!
Come here!
They have a special compartment for your food.
They might.
Yeah, saddlebags.
Keep it warm.
Yeah. Like some kind of heated saddlebag.
Under their butt.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the future.
People need to eat.
They need to eat everywhere.
Need to eat. Oh, my God.
It'll be a drone. It'll be just a drone landing on your car, dropping it off for you.
Yeah, anyway, you could send me a submarine. I am doing a little deep sea diving, and I am famous.
How you doing, Burger King? I'm in a pool right now, just sitting here, sitting pretty. Just send that little submarine.
Maybe like a tiny little seaplane.
Land it on us.
Hopefully you don't get a reaction. You have to go to the bathroom right after.
Uh-oh. Whoppers were a mistake. Crowns down.
Don't get the onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, running through traffic.
Oh, my God. Oh, I need one of those police lights on the top of my car for this diarrhea fit.
1-800 portable Porta-Johns. We need you big time.
You get high on the tail of that motorcycle bound whopper, man. You understand me?
This is the guy with a motorcycle with a bathroom built on the back of it.
Or just like a bucket with a curtain they can wrap around it.
Yep.
Throw me in a porta potty, would you?
Up comes James on his portable toilet.
Somebody call for a portable pooper.
You could charge a lot for that thing.
I'm telling you. Emergency.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do.
They've been like tow trucks waiting at the side of the road. You just see those portable toilets just waiting at the side of the road.
Business sustains the other.
That's right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.